Africa. Lands, 58. Population, 1,109,511,431. Publishers, 1,538,897. Bible studies, 4,089,110. She prayed to find the deaf. In Sierra Leone, Crystal, a missionary serving in the sign language field, began her day by praying to find deaf ones in the territory. That morning, as she was looking for a return visit, she went down a different road from usual. She asked neighbors if they knew of any deaf people in the area, and they directed her to a house. There she met a friendly young woman who responded well to the message and showed interest in attending the sign language meeting. Then people in the compound asked if Crystal would like to meet another deaf person. So she found yet another humble person looking for the truth. Though she had worked that street more than once, she had never encountered the two deaf people she met that morning. Crystal is convinced that she never would have found those interested ones without the help of Jehovah. That talk was meant for me. Emmanuel, who lives in Liberia, was driving to the Kingdom Hall for his weekend meeting. Standing beside the road was a smartly dressed young man who looked very distressed. Moved by his appearance, Emmanuel stopped the car to see if he could help. He learned that the man's name was Moses. The previous night, all his money had been stolen, and he was now contemplating suicide. Emmanuel listened to what Moses had to say and then compassionately said to him, "Please come with me to the Kingdom Hall." The two went to the hall together. What Moses heard there moved him to tears. After listening to the public discourse, Moses exclaimed, "That talk was meant for me. Jehovah's Witnesses are unique." At the end of the meeting, Moses accepted a Bible study and now regularly attends the congregation meetings. I am not a pagan. Aminata is a 15-year-old student in Guinea-Bissau. When she was 13, her art teacher asked the class to draw masks and other items related to carnival celebrations. Instead, Aminata drew a scene with animals and plants, and then wrote "paradise" on her drawing. When the teacher collected the drawings, he told Aminata that her drawing was off-topic and gave her a mark of 0. After class, Aminata went to see the teacher and asked, "Who is carnival for?" "Pagans," answered the teacher. Aminata replied, "I am not a pagan, so I don't participate in these kinds of festivals. I believe that God will soon transform the earth into a paradise, and that is what I drew." The teacher said that he would redo the test using written questions. The result? She scored 18 out of 20. So many came. The isolated group at a small village in Malawi has 7 publishers. They meet under a structure made of poles, grass, and reed mats. Stirred by the circuit overseer's visit, the brothers showed great zeal in inviting people to attend the memorial of Christ's death. The speaker delivered the memorial discourse in the light of oil lamps suspended from above. But he could hardly move because there were so many interested ones around him. Imagine the joy of the 7 publishers when they learned that the attendance was 120. The brochure helped her marriage. Special public metropolitan witnessing often results in blessings not immediately evident. In Lomé, the capital of Togo, a woman hesitantly approached a literature stand and took the brochure, "Your Family Can Be Happy." A brief discussion of Ephesians 5:3 followed. The woman and the witnesses exchanged telephone numbers. 2 weeks later, the woman phoned and said, "I really did not like Jehovah's Witnesses. Still, I read the brochure, and it is super. It has already helped me to solve some of my marital problems, and I have also helped 2 other couples. My view of Jehovah's Witnesses was wrong. Please come and study the Bible with me." A study was started with this woman, as well as with one of the couples whom she had helped. He translated the brochure. Ankasie is a small town in Ghana. A few traders display their wares along the main street. Every Monday, though, a cart for public witnessing is set up. After being given a witness by a brother named Samuel, Enoch accepted the brochure, listened to God, and asked Samuel if he had any literature in the Kusal language. Samuel replied, "Sorry, we don't. But we have brochures in Frafra, a related language." Later, before Enoch traveled to his home in the far north, he asked for literature to distribute to his relatives. Upon his return to Ankasie, he presented Samuel with a document. Enoch had translated the Listen to God brochure into Kusal. He continues to attend meetings and studies the Bible regularly.